This story is based on true crime. I've seen people close to me die, but on the early mornings of February 24, 2013, when my brother was murdered in front of my eyes by a heartless killer, my life, my family life, was never to be the same again. Hey everyone, my name is Timur Ulstadan Ellis, and welcome to my first podcast, episode 1 of Heartless Killer. We are get to share with you guys the whole story of the brutal killing of my brother Courtney George Ellis, who was 33 years old at the time. So please tune in and subscribe. Let's get into it. February 23rd started off just like any other normal day. In the hills of Danaslan, Retreat, St. Mary, Jamaica, West Indies. So yes, people, this story, this crime, was committed in Jamaica, in the parish of St. Mary. It's a day that me and my cousin and a close friend choose to celebrate our birthday, because we were all born in February. It was a beautiful day. I got up, went to work early that morning. Couldn't wait to get off work, because I know when I get off work, it will be my birthday celebration. And I was excited because there was also one of my brother from overseas. That's not the one that got killed, but yeah, it was one of my other brothers from overseas. So it was going to be a night of fun and laughter. But who would have known or thought that the night would have turned out to be one of the most devastating nights of me and my family life, and the most heartless killing I have ever witnessed with my eyes. I guess only maybe the killer alone would have known what was about to happen on this night. We had invited almost each and everyone we known. The party was being held down by the riverside close to where we live in Danaslan Retreat, St. Mary. I got off work approximately about 5:30 that evening. Went home, showered, get ready for the party, me and my brothers. We arrived down by the river where the party was being held approximately 8:30 that night. There was just a few people there and everything seemed normal. The music was playing, there was liquor, there was food. As the time goes by, more and more people started coming in. And by the time it was about 11:30, the party was in full swing. Everyone was dancing and having fun. Then boom, about 12:59 a.m., I heard two gunshots. At first, everyone thought it was a part of the celebration, because that's a thing in Jamaica where when the music that is playing is really good, oftentimes someone in the audience with a licensed firearm would fire through rounds in the air. It's not a legal thing to do, but it does happen from time to time. But when the third shot goes off and I look, my brother was on the ground. At this time, everyone was screaming and running for cover. I was self-shocked and I freeze, wondering if I was in a dream. But when reality struck, I slowly start backing up to where the kitchen was, with my eye fully set on the shooter as he walks over my brother and fired about 6 more times while he was on the ground. As I go through this story, I just keep having flashback memory of that night. that devastating night. You know, so people, just stay tuned. Please remember to share and subscribe. Stay tuned for part two, because you will never believe what next to come in the next episode.